Ms. Angoma urged parliamentarians to be mindful that stakeholders are vigilantly visiting the Wuchen redevelopment, particularly for any laws that might infringe on fundamental freedoms. Special development. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations on Good Governance and Constitutionalism has welcomed the tabling of the Public Gatherings Bill before Zambia's National Assembly. The bill, intended to replace the Colonial Era Public Order Act, is seen by the Consortium as a progressive and necessary reform to modernize the regulation of public order and protect constitutional rights such as freedom of expression, association, and assembly. Consortium Secretary Athani Onda told Pius and News that the Consortium recognizes that while the bill's introduction is overdue, it is a positive step towards fulfilling long-standing calls to repeal colonial laws that have suppressed fundamental freedoms. Mr. Minda explained that the timing is especially important ahead of a crucial general election, ensuring a fair and level political playing field. Separately, the consortium has taken note of contempt proceedings against the chairperson Isaac Mwanza related to his role as returning officer during the UPND General Assembly. The consortium plans to join the proceedings to defend Mwanza's integrity and uphold the legitimacy of the electoral process that resulted in her nomination as election as party president. The consortium reaffirms its unwavering commitment to constitutionalism, the rule of law, and the protection of democratic space in Zambia.
As a consortium, we are deeply concerned over the continued breach of constitutional provisions by members of parliament who have crossed the floor yet remain in the National Assembly. Article 72 of the Constitution is explicit and mandatory. A member of parliament who resigns from the political party that sponsored them or who joins another political party must vacate their seat. This requirement is not discretionary. Despite this, several members of parliament who have publicly realigned themselves politically continue to occupy their seats, contrary to the clear dictates of the Constitution. Such conduct constitutes a direct violation of the rule of law and undermines constitutional democracy. The inaction by the relevant parliamentary authority in enforcing Article 72 raises serious concerns about institutional accountability and adherence to constitutional obligations. In view of these developments, the consortium is actively considering legal action.
In a related development, a report from the National Democratic Institute, NDI, pre-election assessment mission to Zambia has highlighted the shrinking political space ahead of the August general election. The mission's findings reveal that Zambians are concerned about limited political freedom, the lack of tolerance for diverse views, and the exclusion of political parties from participating due to the arbitrary enforcement of the Public Order Act. On Thursday, the NDI released